Don't you get in for you. Every day is Bark in the Park Day at the Miley Baseball.
Dude, this thing is gonna happen now.
What's up, Dad Hat Crew, and welcome to another episode of the Dad Hat Chronicles podcast. This week, three people are on the podcast. That's right. Ranger Amy, Paul Caputo of the Baseball by Design podcast, and then, of course, myself. This was a conversation that we were having on the road. We were driving from Colorado to Albuquerque, New Mexico, to watch a baseball game. I mean, why not, right? Anyways, the conversation revolved about a plan that Paul actually has been working on for a while now, since actually before I moved down to North Carolina. I was in Cleveland, and then now that I'm in North Carolina, it makes even more sense to really pull this trigger on this plan. What the plan is, guys got to listen to it. All right. But before I give you the episode, I want to make sure that you guys know that as of the release of this episode, we are less than a month away from our corporate media meetup here in North Carolina. It'll be May 24th, 25th, and 26th. Okay, we're going to be visiting some awesome baseball teams. Okay, Holly Springs Salamanders, the Durham Bulls, and the Carolina Modcast. You guys got to come down. You guys, we will be having a lot of fun drinking some beers, watching baseball, obviously, duh. And then obviously, conversating with some friends. I mean, what's better than that, right? Anyways, so without further ado, guys, I'll give you the episode.
Here's the picture we sent. Remember, I was like, this is a cool picture. Send that
to me. Yeah, right.
I think that's a cool view right there.
Amy's like, okay.
She's like, it's just buildings. I'm like, it's the Denver skyline set against the mountain backdrop. Like,
it's pretty cool.
I think it's cool. I think that's a cool view of Denver.
Right, you know, mountains are better.
Well, you got both.
I do. So we're recording anyways. Just guys want you to know that.
Oh, we're recording right now?
We've been recording.
Oh, God.
This whole part will be deleted. Don't you worry. But, all right. We're just going to continue as normal conversation.
All right.
Because this is the Albuquerque trip episode. And eventually, you know what's going to happen? Like it happened with our episode.
What's that?
I'm going to call it the lost episode again, because I'm probably going to forget about it that I had to record it.
Like 7 months from now. Right.
But I told you, like, my hard drive completely went kaput.
They got pills for that.
Sorry, darling. Now I'm going to need a sponsor from, like, what are those companies? Blue Chew and Hims and all that.
Hey, Amy, the map reset again. Alamosa. Yeah.
So, but yeah. Anyways, listen here, Paul. This is the thing. I know you like Fort Collins.
Uh-huh.
I know you do.
Yeah.
However, and we were talking about this offline, you know, and then we decided to record it because this is a great idea.
Yeah.
But this is what we do. You and me, we'll have you move to a great place, and Amy as well, of course, North Carolina.
The middle one, Amy.
Right? And then what we will do is we will open up an actual physical location where we would have it as a minor league museum, corporate media studio, recording studio, and all of that. You know, we have a field, and then we'll make it as a nonprofit.
The Minor League Baseball Museum. So this has actually been, you know, a pipe dream of mine.
Why is that?
For a long time. Well, because, you know, I was going through some things at work, and I was exploring options, and I was just like, how do I find a meaningful outlet for my interests and my academic background, my professional background, and get all of these helmets out of my house.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Everybody's like, my God, yes.
So the Minor League Baseball Museum, like, that idea came up, and I was just like, wow, like, what a cool thing, like a physical space where, you know, like the people I know, we could make donations. We could start it with our own personal collections, which is a way that so many museums start. And then, you know, we have found, you and I have found, Ed, in the minor league baseball world, like, people are so generous. Like, teams are so generous about, like, sending donations and, you know, being part of something like this. So, you know, you use this to document all of, like, the fun, alternate identities and, you know,
the uniforms, the teams that, you know, like even do like, you know, give them history of like their names or logos,
right?
Players, all of that, yeah. You know, and not just the teams, but also history of like the leagues itself, right? Because right. like in the Midwest League, you know, it went through some changes. The Ivy League, you know, for example, also some changes. So there's like, there could be so many ways of us really making this a reality that could be something for the people to enjoy. For example, like if you want to do, if you're making a trip, right? Like say we both go like, oh, let's go to baseballmapper.com, right? And then you're looking at things to do around there. You're like, there it is. You know, there's a bunch of baseball, you know, teams in North Carolina. And then there is this corporate media minor league baseball museum.
Right. So this
exactly
the International Sunday Helmet Hall of Fame. We should call it the International Sunday Helmet Hall of Fame because I do have helmets from Vancouver, Canada, and Montreal, and Toronto, and additionally Japan.
Well, here's the thing, though. And again, let me play devil's advocate here.
All right.
But what if people do that? They're looking at it as like, oh, I don't want to go to a Helmets Hall of Fame, but then they don't know that we have all the things other than helmets.
Right. What? Oh, now you're expanding the vision, Ed.
I'm expanding the vision. I don't know. My wife would appreciate the fact that I would get all of my dad hats out
your
of the
dad
house.
Hats. So wait a minute. So do these become like do not touch display items? Like what happens to the or do you walk into the museum and you, Ed, and you only have the authority to like pull a hat off the wall and wear it around for the day?
Okay, people cannot wear it. Yeah. I will be the one wearing them. However,
however,
I think it would be something cool to have it as people would grab it and then, you know, just there's no need for like having it in you know, glass case or anything.
They're
like
meant
that.
To be touched.
They're meant to be. Exactly.
Yeah. Like all of us.
Oh, absolutely. Wonderful. So, I thought about it. I was going to say it, but you got ahead of me. So. No, wait, hold on a second.
Suppose my former Polish exchange student, Nico, showed up. He couldn't just pull a hat off the wall and wear it around all day because he felt like he owned the place.
No. You can pull it off the wall. You can look at it, you know, whatever you want to do with it, but then put it back.
Okay. All right. Well, I like that very much. You know, obviously we got a lot of bobbleheads. And just like so many, like, I mean, I want a room. I want a wing of this hotel to be like, This hotel.
I mean, we're making this hotel. Man, you really are expanding.
We're getting into the whole like customer service industry here. Yeah. It's
third base.
Yeah, on the base.
Amy is in the back seat. She is not on microphone. But she's get to third base at this hotel. Third base, huh?
Third base hotel.
What a tease!
There it is.
All the balls in this ballpark are blue.
Oh my God! The plans will be blue ball.
It is 7 o'clock a.m. here in the fictitional Mountain Time Zone. Fictitional, I said. Maybe fictitious was probably the word I meant.
Just a fake Mountain Zone.
By the way, speaking of the fake Mountain Time Zone, we got some white-capped 14,000 footers ahead of us here in the Rocky Mountains. But I want a whole exhibit in this museum based on like. Stadium giveaways, like ballpark giveaways.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's
because there's some great ones.
I'm glad we're documenting this right now because you know, there's so many good ideas.
Yeah.
Like giveaways, baseballs, like especially those baseballs that give away. Nice. Imagine having a whole bowl.
Right.
Those baseball giveaways from all of the baseball teams right. in the country.
This is what I'm saying. And so, what are the exhibits? We've got the Helmet Sunday exhibit.
Okay.
We've got the like jerseys and uniforms and caps.
I like it. Giveaway wing.
The giveaway wing.
You know what?
Plastic cups.
Yeah, plastic. Oh my God, dude, I can get rid of all my plastic cups.
No. This isn't a garage sale. It's a museum.
No, the one that I go to games, like those, like the souvenir cups.
Yeah.
Actual batting helmets that you know because I
right yeah you have a couple of the actual batting helmets right yeah exactly ticket stubs programs publications
the world is I'm telling you
yeah
I feel like Pinky in the Brain like you know I'm you know well, guys, what are you going to do tomorrow? I was like, same thing we do every day.
And this is a little bit specific to my world and my interest, but I would love to, I would love to have like original sketches of some like classic logos.
Oh, oh my God. The actual drawings. And right. There it is. Have a designer wing.
Right. Right, right, right. Get the Dan Simons of the world, the Brandioses of the world,
Ryan
Flynn Foos,
yeah.
All right, Sky Dillon. Get those guys, you know, to donate some of their original artwork from some classic designs.
Oh, it'd be like when you go to Disney and they have like
the early sketches. Yeah. Right. Oh my God, dude, this thing, it's gonna happen.
Well, so listeners to the podcast, I realize, you know, I'm breaking the fourth wall here now. We're supposed to be just having a conversation, right. But we are seeking investors. So if you are a secret billionaire listening to the Dad Hat Chronicles, give Ed a call. We're seeking investors.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yep.
Or just a billion. I mean, you don't have to go to billions.
Well, we're not asking for a billion.
We're not asking. We're asking for a substantial amount in order for us to be able to leave our jobs and do this full time.
A billionaire could give us $1 million, right?
That's like chunk change for them.
Right? Like, they have 99 more of them.
But think about it. There's one rule that we have to stick with, though.
Yeah.
Kids under 12 get in free.
Oh, okay. I thought we were going to say they're banned.
Okay. There's certain people that will be not allowed.
Kids under 12, kids under 12 get in free. We would have like our concessions would dogs be get in free. Dogs get in free. Every day is Bark in the Park Day at the Miley Baseball
Museum. Dude, this thing is gonna happen now.
There is no take me out to the ball
game. No take me out. We can have it one day out of the year. I'll allow that.
Bring
kids. We're not being that day. Just ahead of time, let you know. I am not allergic to dogs. I'm allergic to cats.
You survived a night in the house with Yodel.
Well, I told you, like, I made a trail. Here we come, you know what I mean?
All right. We didn't see Yodel last night. I don't know where she spent the night, but she
was just staring at my door, you know, like, who is this person in my room?
How dare he close a door in this house?
What the hell? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just plotting people's death. That's what they do.
Yeah. I don't know why we have to be so dichotomous about it here. We can't love them both. Can't love all animals.
Not really, no. No, no. Yeah, you can do it. I don't. Anyways, we're going off, you know, every day is, you know, Bark in the Park every day is a dog day. You know, like, yeah. All of these are great ideas. I'm telling you.
All of our concessions are served in things that have the museum logo on them.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Oh, yeah. We could have like a soft serve. Yeah. Which we would have in the Colorado Rockies no longer do.
I'm telling you. Tell.
Would we have Jimmy's, please?
What is Jimmy's? I'm sorry. I called him Sprinkles. I just sent you that text of dollars the other day. You know, I was like, we're going somewhere. It's like, it says Jimmy's in the recipe. So there you go. I'm like, I don't agree with this.
Listen, we can all have our weird regionalisms.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, there's a whole backstory to that word. It came from a candy factory in Boston. So I actually thought it was like uniquely Philadelphia, but apparently it's Boston, Philly, and Pittsburgh. Are the three cities where people say Jimmy's, and, you know, and the surrounding areas, of course. But there was a candy company that sold Jimmy's, and there was, I think, an apocryphal story that it was actually a racist term tied to Jim Crow laws, because at first it was only the chocolate ones that were called. Well, Rainbow Jimmy's didn't exist at the time, so this company was making these candies. And they called them Jimmy's because the apocryphal wrong story is that they were called Jimmy's because they were brown and it was like a reference to Jim Crow laws. The more correct story is that it was actually like the person who ran that machine was like a teenager named Jimmy. And so they called the candies Jimmy's.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But there are people who, like, whenever the Jimmy's versus Sprinkles thing surfaces on Twitter, they're like, it's racist. Look. And it's not.
You're yes, very dude.
Listen.
It's the more you know.
You know a lot.
It's a lot of, like, useless information in these heads.
This was the story. We were driving in I was on Maya's college trip, and I was telling her, we had driven past like Aberdeen, and I'm like, look, that's where the Ironbirds play. And like, you know, when you're Maryland, there's a lot of baseball in Maryland as well, right? So, but when we visited Johns Hopkins, and then we were driving to the Inner Harbor to have dinner, we passed the Camden Yards. And so I was telling Maya, I was just like, well, that's the ballpark that, you know, really set the stage for all of these beautiful, you know, baseball only ballparks that they have all over the country now. This was like the first one where, you know, all these cities realized, like, you know, in 1993, when they saw Camden Yards, they were just like, oh, crap, we got to get rid of these concrete donuts and
concrete donuts, multiple use.
Yeah. And like, and build a baseball, beautiful baseball only stadiums, of which Coors Field was the second of those built. And then, so anyway, so Maya, like, very patiently sat there and heard me out. And then finally, when I'm done, when I'm done, she goes, Dad, you know a lot of things.
is that the equal of bless your heart?
It's a little bit bless your heartish.
She has a good personality, right?
So it was like a very sweet moment for about 10 seconds. And I was just like, oh, that was not a compliment.
You're like, okay, yeah. Shut up, man.
So Maya actually hates this story because she insists that it was a compliment. She felt like even though it was not of interest to her, she was still, you know, appreciative of the fact that I had this knowledge. So she actually heard me editing my podcast when I had told this story, and she's like, she goes, it was a compliment.
All the way in the background.
Exactly.
That's hilarious. That's awesome.
She does laugh at all my jokes. I don't know what I'm going to do. Because Amy laughed at all of my jokes for like 6 months.
And then now she's like,
we stop. Are. Yeah, we're well past that now. Yeah, that's not bad.
I love it.
Yeah.
See, and it just, we just took a whole, just a whole turn into talking about Jimmy's when we're supposed to be talking about our dream.
This,
to come into reality.
So I don't know if I finished this part of the story, but, you know, when I was thinking about this, at first, it was well before you and I had started Curve Print Media. It was before I even had started Baseball by Design. And I was envisioning, like, okay, where does this happen, right? Like, where, you know, where do I put a museum like this? And my brother, well, I remember I was sitting on the Jersey Shore, the beach of Ocean City there with my brother. And he is, like, very supportive of this idea. He likes this idea a lot. And we were talking about where would you go with something like this? And I was just like, well, it would have to be somewhere where someone might already be for a baseball road trip. And it would have to be in a part of the country where minor league baseball was really just part of the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's part of it.
I would very much like to be back on the East Coast. But, I mean, name a place to me more closely tied to minor league baseball and more entrenched in the minor league baseball culture than Durham, North Carolina.
100%.
You know? So and then we would get Dame's Chicken and Waffles every morning for breakfast.
So if we're going to... Okay, I'm sorry. When we do this, right, it would have to be in Durham.
That's what I'm saying. That's the
spot. Near the ballpark.
Near the ballpark. Very much like the National Ballpark Museum in Denver.
Correct.
Which is catty corner to Coors Field.
See, and then you said this, that they needed to be in Durham, and we had not even thought about moving to North Carolina
right
before this. So, I mean, yeah. I think this is very...
This idea came to mind before you were still living in Cleveland at the time. I was thinking Durham would be the place for this.
I don't know, Paul. I think twist my arm, convince me.
You know, finally, baseball. And so many of these... museums. So this is sort of my world, right? Like in my professional existence here, the last 20 years of my career have been working for an association of which museums are an integral part. And so like the whole idea of like designing for exams for museums, you know, working with, you know, building collections and curators and all that sort of thing is, you know, very much, I think the reason this idea came to me is because that's like sort of part of my professional world anyway. And so I'm just thinking, you know, we've got some built-in skill sets here. We've got, mm-hmm. you know, at least the two of us with our own personal collections. And so many museums have started with personal collections and then expanded from there.
Yeah, think about it this way. Then what we can do is, right? I got a few ideas here in my head.
All right.
Like I said, I'm really glad we're recording this. Then we would travel to wherever the base camp winter meetings are at.
Okay.
Start talking to teams.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, any donation would be appreciated for this museum.
Right.
And then we could do like a small, you know, plaque or whatever it says, like, you know, and donate it by pick the team.
So here's, I have an important question for you here.
Okay.
My question for you is, I thought of this as the Minor League Baseball Museum.
Yes.
Minor League Baseball obviously is, you know, a formal term meant to apply to only, you know, in its all caps form, or not all caps, but in its capitalized form, Minor League Baseball is your affiliated teams.
No. We're doing it for...
This is going to be all of... So I don't know if Minor League Baseball Museum is actually... I mean, that flows off the tongue a little bit, but I don't want it to the name to be exclusive of the many partner leagues, collegiate independent, professional, collegiate Woodbat, you know, all of that. Like, there's got to be a place for... You know, it's got to be like community level baseball. So
what we're saying is that we need to brainstorm a good name.
We need a good name for this.
Okay.
Unless we just think like Minor League Baseball is an okay name, right? Like,
I was just gonna say they have Minor League Baseball. Yeah, I don't see an issue with it. But we'll see how it goes. Well, I'm sure we'll get some suggestions.
Yeah.
You're all welcome.
Yep.
I like that. But here's my other point. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The people who will work there, right, and volunteers of the museum and all of that good stuff.
Yeah.
They would have to wear a baseball uniform.
Oh, nice.
Right?
Yeah, with like the museum, like branded
the name for the museum. And all that. Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll get like, did you say tight pants, Amy?
She sure did.
Yeah.
Amy, are we using the new Nike Fanatics ones? Yeah. They're very serious.
It's an 82-year-old museum docent. Yeah. Baseball pants.
So back in my day,
I think Amy is envisioning that the docents are the players. But we'll get them pants that you can't see through.
Yeah, so we're not working with. Got it. But I mean, I'm telling you, this can be and will be a reality here, guys.
We're doing it.
We're doing it live.
This is so. Like, I also would like to think that, like, you know. On our 25th anniversary of the museum, you know, you and I are like kicking around in the lobby there, and this episode is just playing on a loop in the lobby.
Oh my goodness!
And then you know, Amy's college baseball player docent who's wearing pants and nothing else is like, hey, this is our founders, Ed and Paul. This is back before they lost their voices when they were recording a podcast. That's them right there in the rocking chairs.
You see them right there, those two old geezers? Yeah, those are the guys. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, and then, you know, have it all set up in a way where, like, flooring is all baseball and, you know, having an actual scoreboard coming in the entrance, you know?
Yep.
The rule is also, if we're going to, you know, obviously we'll put TVs and all that, but it has to be playing baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Baseball related things like
could be movies,
documentaries, baseball games, you know.
Backyard called the field of
dreams. I think we will get in trouble.
That's the wiffle ball field.
Yeah.
There we have it.
I hope you guys enjoyed that episode with Paul, Amy, and I. We really did have a lot of fun. Now, stay tuned, right? Because part two is coming. We did continuing the conversation of this Minor League Baseball Museum. Now, this is going to be an ongoing conversation, obviously, right? Because there's a lot of things that are going to need to happen in order for this to become a reality, right? First thing first, well, we need backers. A lot of money. Anyways, and then obviously a business plan, how this is going to turn out, and location and logo and there's a lot, okay? There's a lot. Yeah. It's a little overwhelming, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Anyways, it's a great plan. You guys stick with us on this one because this is going to be a lot of fun, all right? And then next week, like I said, we'll have that we'll finish chapter one, I guess, of the conversation of the Minor League Baseball Museum. Now, before I go, again, I want to again remind you guys, May 24th, 25th, and 26th, we will be here in the Carolinas watching some baseball, right? The Curbside Media Meetup. Come and join us. Let's watch some baseball, drink some beers, eat some hot dogs, and hang out with some cool people. All right? All right. Now, let's get all that business done. That's all that done. Let's give you guys the joke of the episode, and here it is. Why did the belt go to jail? Because it held a pair of pants. All right. I'll see myself out, guys. Until then, keep grinding and always support the minor leagues. See ya.
This podcast is part of the Curved Brim Media Network. Here are some of the other members of Curved Brim Media.
Hi, this is Kelly Robinson, the Minor League Nerd. My YouTube channel explores the history of minor league baseball teams. More than just stats, we delve into team lineage, sharing stories from current franchises to obscure one-year wonders.
I'm Paul Caputo, and on the Baseball by Design podcast, I talk to minor league baseball teams, designers, and other super interesting people about what these minor league baseball logos mean, and I talk a little bit about ice cream helmets.
What's up, Bucketheads? I'm Anna DiTomaso, and each week on the Baseball Bucket List podcast, I speak with a different fan about their favorite baseball memories, what the game means to them, and what's left to check off on their baseball bucket list.
Hey everyone, it's Eric from the great state of Kansas.
This is Johnny from the New Orleans Baby Cakes Memorial Museum.
And we are the Earn Fun Average Podcast,
where we talk to a variety of guests about their love of baseball and have fun doing it.
America, lower your standards.
Average is what we do best.
This is Patrick.
And Corey.
Of BaseballMapper.com. And we have made an interactive map to help highlight all baseball teams from the majors down to collegiate summer leagues.
We want to bring you closer to baseball. So get on the site and find a team near you today.
Hey guys, this is Patrick Larson from the Minor League Baseball Hat History Series. And in every episode, I go through the history of minor league teams through my personal collection of hats. You can find me on Twitter at @PatLarson1. I hope you guys enjoy.
Learn more about Curved Brim Media at curvedbrimmedia.com.